November 7th, 2019, public hearing on the 2020 preliminary budget at 6:30 p.m.
All right, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to a public hearing on the preliminary budget for 2020. And I just want to go over before we actually open the public hearing, I just want to provide a quick overview of the budget. This year, the total appropriations for the 2020 budget is $9,770,770. We anticipate revenues of $5,926,405. And we're utilizing $1,671,513 in fund balance. What this budget does, the way it's structured, is it keeps the town under the tax cap with a change in the tax rate of 2 cents per assessed thousand. So on a $150,000 home, assessed at $150,000, looking at a $3 increase, which equates essentially to the cost of a Happy Meal. Some of the things that we did in this budget structurally were big ticket items. The board has decided that we will be repairing the highway garage roof this year, replacing it. Town of the lowest bidder, and we will have a construction manager that will oversee the daily work on that. And so we have budgeted just over $477,000 for that. We're hoping that the grant that was applied for under Senator Marchand is being carried forward under Senator Jordan. And the amount of $200,000 will be released during the 2020 budget period so that we can utilize that to help offset some of our costs. The other big ticket item structurally in the budget, Water District Number 6, we'll be repainting that. And we have quotes that have caused us to place $185,000 in the budget to achieve that goal. Also this year, we remain without a highway tax. And we also are without a fire tax, which we are funding through sales tax. And that will mean $538,410 will not be taken out of taxpayers' pockets. One of the things that the Comptroller's Audit indicated is that the town should be utilizing some of its fund balances. And so what we did this year is we reduced the total tax levy for lighting districts by utilizing $100 per district out of each lighting district to follow up with the recommendations of the state controller. In the area of recreation, we'll be utilizing capital reserve funds to make improvements not only at our park but also along the Hudson River where the town owns land for trail use. The town board is committed to moving forward with a multi-trail along the river. It will be a paved trail. We have earmarked $60,000 for that purpose. We do have some improvements that we need to make at the recreation department on the maintenance building and also some improvements to the tennis courts where we hope to convert at least part of the tennis courts with improvement to a pickleball court. So combined, we have earmarked $20,000 for that. We're looking to do improvements to fields 4 and 7. And we've also allocated $6,000 for those improvements, so we can get we can accommodate more requests for play on those fields. So I think high school that's looking to use that?
Well, not only the high school, but like the hurricane travel team would utilize it.
And finally, for recreational capital improvements, we have allocated $35,000 for a pole barn to get our equipment in and out of the weather down there. We don't have any room right now. It's a safety issue. My feeling, and I believe the board's, is that we shouldn't have equipment out there where kids can climb on it. It's not being used. The sway gear will be either in the barn or certainly protected. That may require that we construct a fence around it or an outside yard. But the goal is to get all the equipment into and under cover. We also went through this year and provided nearly all employees a minimum of a 3% raise. And in some areas we did a couple adjustments at the request of the department heads, which came out of their budget. So before I open it up, if any board members want to comment on the budget process, or the public has an opportunity to provide input.
I appreciate all the work that you have put into this budget. Great, and I'm glad the board is supporting the initiatives that we've got here.
Well, good group. I think the process went well. It was good to meet with the department heads and take the considerations and put it in here.
And did anybody know that somebody wanted to make sure we got on the record?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So, with that, this is a formal public hearing that's required under law, state law. And it will be run as a public hearing, which means that we will listen to members of the public. We will not engage in a debate back and forth. We will take all comments under advisement. Board members may have questions for clarification on those comments, so there may be input on that end. As is customary and by resolution, please state your name for the record. You'll have 5 minutes initially to make your comments. All your comments will be heard, but after the 5 minutes, we will open up the floor for other individuals and continue to go around until everybody has had an opportunity to speak and they've had an opportunity to speak in the hotel. So with that, I'm going to open the public hearing for 2020 budget. Would anybody like to address the board?
Good evening. We are from Paratro and Mike Lesser. Mike Lesser and Grants Way. We're both members of the board of Grants of Friends of Grant Cottage as well. And we just come here to thank you for the $5,000 that you were quoting for 2020. And I just want to give you a little bit of update. We're still struggling to get the trying to get a hold of the ball field that's up there to become part of our possession. The state is State Development Company, Empire Development Company, Corporation, is not ready to let it, wants a whole lot of the ball field. The grant kind of use that for space for parking and events, outdoor events. It's one major thing that we're trying to wrestle from the state. We're working hard with the state for a fire suppression system to protect the cottage itself. And why it's unique is we can't use water, so it's got to be like a gas, an inert gas to put it out, and we're talking six figures, and hopefully that's going to come along. We might have a rich benefactor that might help contribute to that, but the state decides exactly what kind of suppression fire system. And I know I'm missing one more thing, right?
Well, we're also, the other thing we're going to be raising money for is we have the ability to display one of Grant's actual suits, and if we know how to protect it, we need to provide the right kind of archival cases for it, and that's going to cost us somewhere between probably $5,000 and $15,000 to put that together. arrange for the items to be given to us out of the state historical archives.
And this Grant Coddington, the visitor center, is tied to electricity through the old prison. The Department of Corrections owns the building. They are trying to wean us off. We are working with the state Parks and Recreation, I believe, to get solar and to make it look unobtrusive if we get solar. But luckily, with the communication tower that the county owns, the power's not going to get turned off that easily. So hopefully things will work out nicely between the county, the state, and Grant Cottage.
But primarily what we wanted to do is to thank the board for their support in the past and hope that we can support in the future. We are entirely dependent on grants and contributions for running Grant Cottage. We don't get a lot of state, we don't get any state funds for the operation of Grant Cottage. All of that is done by Grant Cottage, which is a nonprofit organization.
And the gentleman that's head of our board of directors would like to Supervisor Commissioner and the board, if you still would like to have a board meeting there in Moreau at Grant Cottage, please, we'll be glad to accommodate you. And I do think the outlook is in the town of Moreau. Not that we're trying to put you up, but it's a beautiful scenic view for a quick, small meeting.
Yes.
So thank you for your time.
I do have a question for you. Because I know you were there, and I attended Senator Schumer's visit to the site. Do you have an update on where he is in his efforts to have it put on the National Historic
Park? Our understanding is as soon as the board, which is part of National Parks, actually has a meeting, that it'll be put forward before them. The presentations have been ready for, I think, 2 years now to present before the National Parks Board to get the correct historical designation for Grant Cottage, but they haven't been able to have a meeting because they haven't had a quorum.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they have enough commissioners, is what I'd like to say. So once they get enough commissioners, they meet several times through the year. They have not met in 2 years plus, and so anything that's on the docket has not been chosen or picked, yes or no. Luckily, we were on the docket. Anybody that wants to get a recognition, national registered place, is about 3 or 4 or 5 years behind the times. So luckily, we're in the queue, as they said.
Right, and you know, there's obviously no opposition to it. Congresswoman Stefanik is supporting it. Senator Schumer is supporting it. We expect it to happen when and if they actually have the meeting. But that's just the first step to getting any support. It doesn't necessarily come with any funding, at least not initially, but before we can hope to get any sort of federal support, we have to get that designation.
Right. And regarding your comments about the ball field, and I know parking commission and all that, I just want you to know that in all the folks that I've been meeting with that are interested in the site, that has been part of all my conversations. It's been very well received, and I actually have a meeting with a group coming up in 2 weeks. And so I chatted with them on the phone, and hopefully this will be a serious contender, and I'll bring it up again.
We do appreciate that. And if there's anything that we can do in terms of running programs or synergies with the town or the board, we would be happy to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I'm John Donahue, 22 Peter Lane. I mentioned in the report that money's allocated for the walking trail for the river. I think that's a fantastic idea. It's something I didn't hear from a lot of people. They want more recreation opportunities, and that's certainly one. Now, the money allocated in this year's budget. Now, is this going to be an ongoing project, or the money allocated this year, is this thing going to be finished this year? The walking trail, or is this an ongoing, an ongoing project? I guess that's my question.
Anything else? Okay, so we have allocated that money. It's our anticipation that those trails will be completed this year. I'm also working with the county to get additional funding so that we may not have to use as much of that reserve funding, so that you know it can be elsewhere in the town, but. You know, we currently currently budgeted for the full amount of construction project. We will have BOCES that will be helping us clear the trail, so we won't be paying for that cost. And I know our members of our rec committee have offered to help in that as well. So I think it's our anticipation that that project will be completed in 2020. Anyone else? Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Harry, I'm Spouse. I've got probably more questions than most would have. But, fund balances. I have no idea what your fund balances are in your accounts. And I see some of the districts are dependent upon fund balance, like water 6, $44,000, $45,000. I'm just curious how sustainable the budgets are. That would depend on what you've got for fund balances or rates. That one and Water District 1, both were short. Then as far as balanced budgets, Water 2, the revenues are exceeding expenses by $44,000. And if you already have a substantial fund balance, then you should be looking at reserves for something or a lot of rate reduction. Something along those lines. As far as actual budget, I've gone down through on page 1 of the budget that I have. The assessor's budget is up $59,000. I'm curious. Oh, $59,000 over the actual from 2018. So I'm curious, that's around 33%. I'm just curious how that's happening. We have major litigation. We've got an increase in the personal services account by from 68 to an actual spent in 18 to 110,000. So between that and contractual, the whole budget is up $100,000, I believe, from the actual. There's got to be some plans and there's been some changes. I'm curious to hear about that. Page 3, traffic is up to quite a few dollars, but I don't, again, I have no idea why $13,000 traffic control. There must be a reason. I'm just curious what it might be in the tolerance in traffic. There's a huge change in the ambulance account on page 4, $720,000 difference. It calls for an explanation, and it looks like you didn't budget revenues, so it's probably got to do with something with insurance and payment to the squad. I know you get a wash through or did on the insurance collections. Money was coming here and you come and pay it out. So, but it's been in the budget historically this year. Some explanation why it's $720,000 difference. I'm curious of that. Page 6, economic assistance, and I'm assuming that's probably for maybe the industrial park, and that's dropped $24,000 from the actual 2018, so I'm wondering if we're putting any emphasis on it, or reason why it was spent before, it was $69,000 this year, but it was $45,000. Recreation, I think you answered some of the questions on that. You can see the budget's up $94,000 on $222,000 spent 2018. So, but I don't know if it's coming on a capital project, and it probably wouldn't be in this probably in the capital budget, and so I'm not sure what we're doing there. Some of it does show in personal services, though. And that's gone from 150, around 157 to 197. That's a substantial difference in payroll. I see the cemetery account. You guys are doing a good job on the cemetery. They look the way they expect them to be, and that I appreciate that.
You're almost done. We can finish up now. You're almost done. Unless you want to come back.
No,
we yield our 5 minutes to Harry.
Harry, I'll try to go through all. I think I have written down some of your questions, comments. The fund balance in water two. I think you're looking for. I'm intimating that for growing that fund balance. We should be looking at rates. If I understand you correctly, we're looking at all the water districts. That'll be part of the conversations that we have in 2020. We're also looking at, possibly consolidating water districts and sewer districts. We have contracted with engineers to do a study on that to see what the benefits are to it, and we've applied for a grant that will pay, if we were to do a consolidation, number one, it'll pay for 50% of the cost of the plan, and if the town were to move forward, it'll pay for 90% of the cost. So, that's one of the reasons we're looking at that, because we have access to leverage funds. Regarding the assessor's budget, we do have an increase. Well, I don't know if it's an increase over last year, but we have a contract with GAR Associates to do some of the things that we have been lax on in the past, and we expect that we will need some of their services again into 2020. Just to get us even with the board, and hopefully we'll have that office fully staffed and able to reduce that cost in the future. Traffic control, I think the $13,000 was due to increased costs in paint. Is that, do you remember calling that? I know there was a huge jump in paint. Yeah, we historically haven't budgeted enough in several years for painting of roads, so that increase was to cover the expected cost and be realistic for 2020.
Will that come out of the ZBA account?
Yeah, this is a general fund we're talking about, right? What was the $15,000
there? It's road
strength. It is for road strength. And we have in the ZBA account or general? Well, that's a town outside cost, so we'll have to change that. Do we have any other lecture?
We're trying, and we had budgets in there since at least 2014. Last year we adopted 38,000.
In the general fund? Is there any reason why it would be different that I'm not aware of?
Does it happen at all?
Well, we'll look at it.
I don't need to get hung up on it.
Yeah, we will. If it's not appropriately assigned, we will take care of that. Regarding the ambulance, as you accurately reflected on, the town used to take custody of the insurance monies. There's no statutory requirement for the town to do that. Required some time and an effort out of the supervisor's office to make that work, and so we, through contract agreement with the emergency squad, they get the money now. We don't have any control over it. We don't lack control over it, and they're
getting it. So we hope they're going to communicate to you.
Oh, yeah, we've had over the years, whenever they've had concerns, They come to the town board, made a presentation, and the board, I don't think always, but has adjusted them based on those conversations. We haven't been approached to modify those rates recently, so we're not doing any more of that. Regarding economic development, the town is, we're working with the Saratoga County Prosperity Partnership to develop an economic development plan. So we earmarked monies in the 2020 budget in case the new board wants to act on that economic development plan. Regarding rec improvements, so we're relying on $121,000 in the capital reserve fund. I think you're looking at contractual. You saw about a $40,000-$50,000 increase. Maybe it's not that high, but that can be attributed to we now have a full-time rec leader that oversees not only the recreation department but town grounds, as well as all the staff. So that's to cover salary, benefits, and retirement. And appreciate your comment on the cemeteries. Anyone else? Well, wait a minute. Maybe you do have something. Okay, go ahead.
No problem. Bringing up cemeteries, I'm hoping that there's some money in the budget for a couple tree removals, a couple trees removed in Rice Cemetery. Just slowly getting a few more trees out of there. Some big, very big ones in the center. That goes to, there's two that are engulfing the stone itself, and only solving that. The second thing, on the pole barn, you're not mentioning the square footage, and over the years, coming to the board meetings, the pole barn has changed. Any thoughts? So if you can kind of explain, pole barn can mean a lot of things, a lot of different things, so if you could just explain the size and along those lines. And I guess I will point out, just say it as a disappointment that that Todd, that you're the first supervisor, is taking a stipend for being a budget officer when it's usually all the other supervisors in the past have not added that to their salary. I think that's something that doesn't need to be needed, and I'll just voice my opposition to that. Thank you.
Thank you. We have monies in the budget for cemeteries and how those will be allocated for 2020. Regarding the size of the pole barn, it's going to be as big as it can be for the amount of money allocated for it. It's going to be four-sided. It'll be a cold storage, basically. Four-sided, probably two doors, one oversized for equipment, the other one more of a conventional like home size. And the stipend, I will say that previous administrations have approach this job completely different than we're doing it now in my office. I had put in a stipend, I believe it was last year, for $1,000. The board increased it slightly. I was okay with that. The towns in Saratoga County, almost half of them, either have a controller or a budget officer. And they are paid anywhere from, for the budget officer position, $2,000 up to $40,000. The controllers, several of them cap out while they go $70,000 to well over $100,000. I think it's a pretty good bargain to have the supervisor be so engaged in developing the process. As part of the process, being hands-on and... you know, I think that that's part of the compensation that will bring individuals that can have an awful lot to offer to our community from experience, and so I'm comfortable with that statement. Anyone else?
I agree with that. I've been here a long time, not as long as you. The last year that the budget was done before Supervisor Kuznick was here, Supervisor told the... I forget your title, Jeffrey, it wasn't Jeffrey at that point, but he told her, just put last year's numbers in there, and that's what he went for. It's not working on the budget. Before that, numbers were put in there, and we spent a lot more time discussing with department heads and going through things. Todd has done that. He's for the time of them and comes in prepared. I feel like he's doing the same as anybody else in the past. He's come way more prepared, way more complete budget, and he can answer the questions very clearly.
Anyone else like to comment on the budget? If not, we'll go back to anybody who has already spoken that would like to speak again. Mayor Gazzetta.
Thank you again. On the revenue side.
No, I'm sorry. Does anybody else want to speak after Mayor
Gazzetta? I hesitated to.
Well, the only reason I ask is we will just keep going if everybody's all done speaking. Mm-hmm. All right, so here is the floor.
Okay.
Of course, if you don't stop, I can't.
Page 10, the non-property tax distribution.
I'm sorry, which page?
Page 10. Third or fourth line down. They've dropped $187,000 up. Pretty close. Monies are coming from where?
Oh, the...
That's sales tax?
Yeah, so that's sales tax.
So you are putting sales tax in the general fund?
Yes. So what we did was... just from a historical perspective, the general fund was bleeding. I mean, the budgets that were being put together weren't sustainable, and we had no mechanism to be able to assist that without increasing taxes. So that was one of the main reasons why we eliminated the fire protection tax, because once we eliminated all town taxes outside the general fund, then we could assist the general fund with excess sales tax. So the goal there was to, you know, fund that through sales tax.
And how much are we sending to the county every?
So by resolution that the board adopted at the last board meeting, we're sending $300,000. And I think we did $400,000 last year. And part of the reason for it being slightly different is because, as you know, the repairs to the highway garage have to come out of the general fund. And so we are relying on some of that.
That's a sad situation. The sore subject would be taxpayers took the hose on that one. Now the roof's been a problem from day one. We should none of us be on the hook for that. That should have came out of somebody's insurance policy. Let's see. Have we made, I believe it was a Janice decision, but the internet sales tax? Are we anticipating any revenues this year from internet sales tax?
So we're relying on the county's estimate for sales tax. As you know, I'll tell you that this administration has been conservative in those numbers. I don't know if we're specifically relying on that decision, but we're going off figures that the county estimates where we'll be for sales tax, so there's no surprises.
Have they got an estimate on internet sales tax?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do they know how the distribution's going to come down?
Well, the distribution, well, I shouldn't say, but I anticipate it'll be the same as the current formula. Okay.
It should be substantial, I would think.
We'll take it if there's extra.
Got Amazon, eBay, all kinds of internet transactions. And that may be a big windfall for government, but I don't know when the first election, if they've received any money. Most likely it's going to be a discussion at the Board of Supervisors. Have there been any at all?
So our first budget workshop, I believe, is next week.
For the county budget?
Cut the county budget, yeah. I'm sure that those will be part of the conversation.
Okay. Mortgage tax on page 11. Predicting growth of the reducing mortgage tax. Collected in 2018, $341,000, over estimating $275,066,000 less.
Yeah, I believe when we looked at our real numbers, calculated, the numbers are down. So we wanted to be in that range.
That's one I agree, that's one you gotta be careful with. If you get the growth that you're predicting in the Route 9 corridor, I don't imagine they're all going to spend big cash for their project. So hopefully they'll have more growth than that line. Planning, page 12, from 18,000, I think, one year to 43. It says there's something planned on plan.
So we, I'm sorry.
I know you updated the master plan.
Yeah, so as a result of the update to the master plan, we are going through and revamping our zoning and planning ordinances, and the figure that we receive, part of that figure will be funded, most of it actually will be funded by that line, for that work to be completed by the LA group.
Oh, you're planning?
Some of it, yeah.
Because
but not all.
You budget the increased zoning to 39,000.
Right.
So I hope they're not all going on.
We're not going to use it if we don't have to.
DDB on page 15. Yeah, that's up 600,000 from 2018 to 2020. And some of it, I think, is your roof. You have to get the number you set up.
Yeah,
probably quite a bit of that is roof.
Yeah.
You got some other equipment, big equipment?
We got a new truck in there. Is that or did we buy that this year?
Yeah, your equipment went from 158 to 257, so it's.
What would we have in there, Jeffrey, for new equipment? Do you recall? DB
51-12-44 maybe. So that's the back improvements.
So we for purchases we have in this budget new plow truck.
That's probably the 51-30.
Oh, I'm
sorry. You want it all to be the hero color.
I'm sorry.
The hero color.
Oh right. So we, as you know, we had to do a culvert replacement. We had budgeted for it in 2019, and as we got through the process, we got too late in the year where DEC would issue a permit to work on it. Yeah, so not only was that the reason for waiting, we're going to be getting funding from the county. We anticipate, I think, $50,000. I think it was around $50,000 that we may get for a grant. Yeah, $50,000. And so we wouldn't have been able to get that grant for 2019. So we put that on hold until 2020. But we carried over $284,000 for the cost. Total expenses for that replacement would be $334,560.
And the estimated demo fund balance?
Or just today?
Yeah.
Do you know where today's number is?
Somewhere in the ballpark.
Yeah. This would be as of actually when we started the budget process, which would be August 31st. So general fund has just over $2 million. $2,050,710.
And we have to raise taxes?
2 cents per pound.
That's 2%? It's the state of the tax.
2 cents per assessed value.
What's the percentage?
probably about 3%. We're paying 90.
I was looking at the bottom, it's a general fund, fire protection, can't exceed $1,406,643 on the front page, so I'm assuming that might have been 2% of the tax cap, and I'm not sure. I don't think it's a constitutional tax from it.
What's the, I didn't understand, what's the question?
What the actual percentage of the tax rate is.
I can just tell you. I can tell you what the tax rate was last year, and I know you're good at math. And this year is 90. Tax rate is 0.968540.
Yeah, so it must have been 0.94.
Yeah, I know it's 0.94.
The other question is transfer station, and how are our rates? As you budgeted a $44,000 surplus on your estimated revenues over expenses.
So the town has never had a capital reserve for the compactor down there. We need repairs to the roof, some other things down there, and I think it's financially, it's our fiduciary responsibility that we plan for these repairs down the road. And so that money would be used for, we want to put some of that money.
I can agree with you, but it should be budgeted or put into a reserve in the budget so it don't look like you're over.
Right. And then the other thing is, too,
should be balanced by
well, the other wild card in that is that we rely on the county for $30,000 to run. And there was an attempt last year, actually the town was told that we weren't going to get that money anymore. After some conversations, I find myself and some other supervisors who have these recycling centers, regional recycling centers, we got a check for this year, but there's no guarantee there either going through forward. And if we don't have the money from the county, we would be in big trouble.
Same with AIM and CHIPS and all the funding.
Exactly.
You tried to take away, you tried to take all the park revenues. Yep. 1 year. So, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Anyone else like to address the board? Comment on the budget? The board members have any comments? Jeffrey, do you have anything? So I'm going to leave the public hearing open just so that we can get an answer to that question on the whether it's a DB fund or general fund for highway. And I expect I'll ask for a motion to close the hearing on Tuesday night. So if anybody has additional comments, feel free to provide them to the board, and we'll get them on the record. All right. With that, we're all set.
We good?